Hello and welcome back to podcast 10. We made it to number 10 and we are so excited about that. And I have to say that podcasting has been such a great outlet for us. We love being able to share stories, success stories from families or talking about kids' health or sharing what we've learned from working with kids or even working with other groups. It's just so nice to have this outlet and it's so much more than what can be shared in a 300-word blog post or an email. So thank you for listening and for joining us through the first 10 podcasts. We hope that you find a little inspiration from each of these. So today I wanted to share one of my favorite quotes from Maya Angelou, and it says, "Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better." And that truly sums up Healthy Kids Inc. and our community. You know, the messages are becoming very obvious. We are now learning that, oh my gosh, the foods that we are eating are really bad for us. In fact, I just saw an article about Cheerios, and Cheerios has come out with this new high-protein Cheerios cereal, which sounds great, right? You know, high protein, more protein, but it actually has 17 times the amount of sugar as regular Cheerios. So again, once we know better, then we need to do better. And we have found that more than anything, parents want their family and their kids to eat more fruits and vegetables, that would make them the most happiest, the most fulfilled. And that's what we do. We help you to connect the dots to make that happen. And in order to eat more fruits and vegetables, we believe that there are three important steps that can make that process fail-proof: to plan, cook, and grow. And it's so important that we built our entire tool around mastering each of these steps. And that first one being meal planning, because we know that the only way we're going to eat healthy and not eat fast food or processed food is to plan our meals. That's first and foremost. The second step is just to start cooking at home, because we know that if you just start cooking at home, you're already one step closer to healthier foods. But the process of cooking is very intimidating, especially as we transition away from those processed and packaged foods that already come with the instructions. So we include the chef's videos to remove that intimidation and also to get our kids excited and involved in the cooking process so that they can follow along with the chef. And the third step is to grow our own food. You know, 1/3 of the U.S. population is now growing their own food. And so why would we even care? Well, one, because it tastes better, it has higher nutrients, there's no pesticides, and our kids are more likely to eat the vegetable if they grow it. And study after study proves this. And you know what? We actually found that they secretly want to grow their own food. They're just not telling us. So those are the three steps in really mastering this fail-proof process. And it's not always going to be that perfect step one, then step two, then step three process, because we're all at different stages in this journey. So our goal is to give you the tools to help you at whatever stage you're at the moment. And in fact, one mom had called Healthy Kids Inc. the Batman's tool belt to meal planning. So that's what we are. We're your tool belt. And you pull out the tool that you need for that time in your life. So maybe you're really a pretty good cook and you don't need the chef's videos, but you really could use some help with meal planning. Or you're really good at gardening, but then when you get all that produce, then what in the world do you do with it? And you feel like you're a terrible cook and you just need some help. So there's a lot that happens from the process of seed to table. So just kind of think about that journey, the process from planting seeds to then growing the food, to then meal planning your meals for the week, to buying the right products at the store, to cooking the meals, and then getting your kids to eat it. That's a lot of steps involved from seed to table, and there's a lot of opportunity for something to go wrong. So we're using technology to make that process fail-proof for you. So I say all of that as a lead-in to today's topic, which covers what teens are really saying about healthy eating. Do they really care about it? And where are they at in this stage of their journey? So right now, we've worked with hundreds of teens. We've been working with teens all across the state from all levels of income and demographics. So we found some really key takeaways as we've been through this process. And we feel like it's really important to share this because you probably hear what your teen is saying, but are you hearing what the other teens are saying? And we find that in general, teens don't really talk an awful lot. So it's really nice to be able to hear collectively from the group what the common themes are, again, across many income levels and demographics. So the thing is, they actually cite the same struggles as you do, as we do, as their parents. They say the same things. that healthy eating is too expensive, that they want to eat healthy, but they really don't know how to cook or how to even help out in the kitchen. They say that their evenings are really busy, so it's just easier to grab fast food. And it's really interesting with teens. We've noticed this across the board that they know all of the fast food specials. They know who has a 3-for-3 special and who has a 5-for-5 and where they can go to get the best deal. And they've also said that they don't love the food that they're eating at school, but it's also what's being served. So what we found is that their challenges are the same as ours, but they're starting to have a vision for a healthier life and for what that could look like. So you know all of those secret what-ifs that we've had as parents, and you probably say them to yourself all the time. You know, what if our family just ate more fruits and vegetables? What if we could just eat out a few less times a week? What if we didn't have any picky eaters? And what if we actually had time to sit down and eat dinner as a family? We've been saying those what-ifs for a long time. Well, you might be surprised to know that teens have actually created their own set of what-ifs as well. As they are creating their vision for what a healthier life looks like, here's what they've said. What if we only allowed kids to eat healthy, fresh foods at school? What if healthy food wasn't taxed and unhealthy food got a heavier tax? What if healthy foods in schools cost less than unhealthy foods? What if fresh foods were cheaper than processed foods? What if the school was given more money only if they spent it on healthy lunches for students? What if food labels gave the negative side effects of the food? What if everyone in the U.S. would eat foods that are healthy and ate the amount of nutrients they should? What if our school had a garden and we used fresh vegetables at our salad bar? And what if schools remove soda and sports drinks from the vending machines? These are really powerful, and these are coming from the mouths of teens. So we're seeing that kids are actually asking for healthier options. They're saying, and this was across the board, let's get rid of the soda machines. Let's get the sugary drinks out. Let's get the Gatorade out. I don't want that temptation. If given a choice between strawberry milk and white milk, they're likely going to choose the strawberry milk. And who wouldn't? We probably would too. They're saying that they don't need the option between a corn dog and a chickpea and orzo salad. Because when given that choice, we know exactly what they're going to choose, and they know exactly what they're going to choose. So as we think about their what-ifs, as they're planning their vision for a healthier life, let's think about how these translate into the home. What if we didn't have sugary drinks at home? What if, mom and dad, we grew our own vegetables to eat at dinner? What if we spent our money on healthier food instead of processed food? What if we didn't play that game that unhealthy stuff goes on the top shelf? What if everything inside of our house was fair game and deemed a healthy food? Well, that's what they're asking for. They're asking that their environment be set up so that they don't fail. You know, here's an example of how this translates into the home. And I totally messed up this week. You know, we had had some leftover high C's that were brought into the house by a relative for a family dinner. And the high C's were out in the open. So guess what? My little one had them. And he didn't have just one. He had 3 in one day. 3. 66 total grams of sugar. His entire week's worth of sugar had over 3 drinks in one day. And you know what? I can't be mad at him. No way. He drank it because it was there. He would have easily had water if that was the only option. But when you have to choose between a high C and a water, well, of course you're going to choose the high C if that's what's out in the open. So it was totally my fault. I didn't set up his environment the right way. So you see what a difference now kids are asking for that help. So I'm a big believer in focusing only on what we can control. And it's really easy to blame McDonald's for our issues. Or we can blame Cheerios for making that cereal that has 17 times more sugar. Or we can put the onus back on our grocery stores. If only our grocery stores had a better selection. If only we had better fast food options. If only, if only, if only. But let's stop waiting for the if only to make our family healthier. We have the right tools right here. Let's meal plan. Meal plan to see how many vegetables we can get into our meals each week. Can we do 5? Can we do 9? Can we do 12? Let's get our kids cooking along with the chef's videos for 1 to 2 meals a week. And then soon, you're also going to have the new garden planner to help you start your seeds so that now your family can start growing healthy food. You know, the great news is that our kids are the biggest barrier to a family changing its culture. And now we know they're ready for it. They're just asking that we set up the environment for them to succeed. So know that you are not on an island through this process. You are not alone in this journey. The tide is shifting, and the biggest barrier to living the life that you've always wanted for your family is now hopping on board with you, and it's your kids. So that's it for this week's podcast. We hope that this serves as some inspiration for you. We love hearing what teens are thinking about healthy foods, and we really want to continue to share those messages with you because I think we can learn so much about that process. And you know, this is coming from the second unhealthiest state in the nation. So if the second unhealthiest state in the nation, if the kids, the teens, the students are saying this, well, then imagine what's happening then in your state. So we truly believe that we are seeing some great things among children and among teens around healthy eating. And the more that we continue to get them involved in the process, the easier it becomes for you. So again, we hope that you like this podcast. We cannot wait to be back next week as we launch the new garden feature into our meal planner. It's plan, cook, grow. Truly, that's all that it takes to get your family eating more fruits and vegetables. And our goal is to continue to provide you those tools to make each of those steps as easy as it can be. So I hope that you have a great week ahead. We look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.